My, my, my. Aren't you my little songbirds from the cafeteria? Weren't they with you?
Who, these guys?
Well, I'm sure you've learned the school song by now. You better know it. Because this time, if you don't get it right, you're suspended for 10 days each. Now, is that clear? Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
All right, then. School song. Let me hear it.
All right, fellas. Let them hear it.
Fair east side, by thy side will stay, and always praise thy name,
praise thy name, praise thy name,
to ever, yeah.
All right, Kina Renee.
Throwback.
It's a throwback. So you know what that is, huh?
Yes, of course. Who doesn't know? They used to call me Crazy Joe, but they call me Batman. Yes, of course. Lean on Me. That's a classic.
Yes, Lean on Me. That was like, what, early 80s? That was before you was born. What you know about that
I
movie?
Don't think it was before I was born. I was born, but probably freshly born when that came out, right?
Okay, so yes, that was Lean on Me.
Yes.
And that just goes to show, never put any limitations on the things that our youth can do.
Yes.
I mean, like that snippet right there, that touched everyone.
Mr. Clark was definitely a reflection of what was needed in our communities. And it's good to see that people and organizations in Chicago are really kind of carrying on that Mr. Clark tradition.
That's right. That's right. Well, in this case, we have a whole organization that's carrying on this tradition. Up next, we have Centers for Horizons. They stopped by the studio to talk about what happened this summer, what the youth did in our communities, and how to get everyone involved next year and next summer. So here we go. Welcome to another episode of Chi-pedia. This is Marsha Marsha.
Kina Renee.
We have the Centers for Horizons with us.
Yes.
I have Miss Krista. Krista is back with me. This is not her first time. Last time I saw her, we were in an old building at the Tribune Tower, and this is her first time at 303 Wacker. Welcome, Krista.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for having us back. I brought a few guests with me today.
Yes, yes.
Yes, introduce these beautiful guests that we have here.
I will let them introduce themselves. So I'm Krista Hamilton. I'm the Executive Director, CEO of Centers for New Horizons.
Okay.
And to my left.
I am Kendall Dudley, and I am a part of the One Summer Program, also involving infrastructure.
My name is Marquita Baltimore, and I am the Youth Services Program Manager at Centers for New Horizons.
My name is Kayla Modicure, and I also do the One Summer Chicago Program, but in Chicago Ability.
Okay.
Welcome,
awesome.
Guys.
Yes,
welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you for
welcome.
Having us.
So we have two of the youth in the studio with us. Krista, can you kind of explain to us what it is that they're working on?
Okay. So Centers for New Horizons, we are proud to have almost 500 youth in summer jobs this year. So that's a huge project that Marquita oversees for us. Mm-hmm. We have kids throughout the entire city of Chicago. So for every kid, there's a job attached to it.
Awesome.
So we have 500 jobs, about 300 employer partners that's helping us get all these kids to work. We have from 15 years old to about 24 years old working. This is our opportunity youth program. Some of our kids are just as involved. As you heard today, we have students as young as incoming freshmen into high school all the way to college students. Yeah. So that's pretty exciting for us. So today we wanted to talk a little bit more specifically about the type of opportunities that we give youth to keep them off the street.
Yes.
So as you mentioned earlier, keeping them involved, that's our approach to reducing violence in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping kids as involved and engaged as possible. Having job opportunities. So a lot of young people are involved in activities that are not appropriate or legal because they need money.
Right.
And that's just the bottom line of it. So we try very hard to go out and seek funding that will help our students get stipends or have wages for jobs, year-round opportunities. But for now, we have 500 kids in summer jobs. So I don't know, Kendall, do you want to tell us a little bit about what you're doing for the summer for your job?
Yes, I do infrastructure, and basically what it is making the community look better. outside of, you know, people, you know, making new buildings every once in a while downtown Chicago. We paint, we do mulch, we just try to make the city look more beautified. Is basically what infrastructure is.
Okay.
And what's good about that is they're doing it in our communities. So the communities that usually lack beautification projects, mm-hmm. they're like painting viaducts, like things you don't even think about. Mm-hmm. They're making them look, you know, refreshed and new. So they're in the south side of Chicago
so
in our communities.
So are you building anything? Are you really like out there getting your hands dirty, like, you know,
yes,
starting?
Yes.
Okay, explain, please.
It's a lot of hands on.
Okay.
Like if you infrastructure is like the smaller version of construction, mm-hmm. except you are planning, you're doing multiple things. It's not just focused on one main thing. So infrastructure is a lot of hands on. You will get dirty. Mm-hmm. So I advise you, if you do infrastructure, do not wear any clothes or any shoes that you would like to have the previous day. And it builds a certain type of character about you, because you know, in the community now, you have to, the main thing that everybody is focused on getting, like you said before, is money.
Money.
They just focused on
it's
money.
It's just money. And when you're doing infrastructure, it's hard work and dedication. Because if you come, sometimes if you come and you might have a certain bad day, and they can, you know, send you home. But it's just having a mindset of coming to work. I'm going to do my best, and I'm going to make money doing it.
It builds a lot of character,
right? And it also builds relationship with people outside of where you are from.
This is leading up to life skills,
right?
You know, you need this. So, like you were saying, you can't go to work wearing nice shoes and a nice outfit, but this is the type of job that can get you paid, so you can afford all the nice shoes and the nice outfits that you want. You can wear it outside of work, you know. But this is a life skill, and it's legal, you know, and you get paid. Pretty good money.
And also, it helps with you getting a house. Paying.
A house. Paid. Okay.
You know, if you want to paint your own house instead of, you know, like having
paying,
you know,
people.
Right, exactly. And you can just do it yourself and make it look as better or even better than they potentially want to do.
Because you already have an idea of how you want it to be done.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what our elders did. Because I think back to stuff like that. My grandfather, he did that, built the house. You know, if my grandmother wanted to add on a part of the house, he knew how to do that. So, definitely. That's super
dope.
You
know, I have a testimony myself. You know, I haven't necessarily gotten to building anything. You know, I went part-time with working recently for a reason. You know, I want to be able to become more hands-on and more of an entrepreneur.
And take care of those babies.
Yeah, I have kids as well, so I have to spend time with them. So, my dryer broke down a few weeks back. I'm so proud of myself with this one.
She is, y'all. She's been saying this story.
Instead of paying somebody to do it, I went out to the store. Actually, YouTube is my best friend.
It helps
so,
a lot.
Yes. So I went to YouTube. I went and bought a belt for my dryer, took it apart, put it back together, and it works just as good as new. So, that's definitely a great example of being hands-on. Mm-hmm. You can make money, save money. You can invest your money. Okay. Any other advice you have for people when it comes to infrastructure?
No, honestly, it's a lot of fun, honestly, in my opinion, because
what makes it fun for you though?
Because I mean, I play football, so in terms of football, it's a lot of hands on and you got to actually put in work to play. So it's the same thing with infrastructure. You have to put in work to get paid.
Okay.
So how many, I guess I'm assuming you work in a team.
Yes.
The team, like, so how many to a team would you say? And like, what's the area that you all cover? So is it just like you take care of one block or?
Sure. So I can answer that for you.
Okay.
So the infrastructure team consists of about 30 youth.
Okay.
And then there are three mentors / coaches. So there is a ratio of one mentor to 10 youth for the program. They're currently doing these revitalizing and beautification projects in the Bronzeville community.
Yeah, we'll see that. Yeah.
We have the 39th Street rail line, so they go all the way starting in Bridgeport at Halsted, and then they come all the way back, I want to say past State Street. I think the rail line ends maybe at the Green Line area over there. It might be like Indiana or Prairie, somewhere right over there.
Okay, so pretty large teams then.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Awesome. And something Marquita mentioned about coaches. So all of our youth programs, we have some type of coach or mentor engaged with the youth. So they are learning job skills, but then we're also infusing some other things into the program. So that's when we infuse our restorative justice practices, our peace circles, how they do conflict resolution training, just mentoring, peer mentoring, and then also having an adult mentor as well. So those are some of the things we use those summer jobs for, to incorporate other aspects of socialization, social emotional skills that a lot of our youth are lacking. And it's kind of like Kayla is working on a project. So she's doing Chicago Mobility. And a lot of our young people, so she's working on a younger project. What is it, 13, 14, 15 year olds?
Yeah. Okay.
And those kids, they're attached to phones and iPads and they don't know how to communicate with each other. They don't have friends anymore. So our project, we propose to our funder, we want kids to get out. Get out and play. Get out and enjoy nature. Enjoy the world. You know, go in and listen to Shypedia on the podcast.
on the podcast app.
Podcast app.
That's right.
So, Kayla, can you tell us about what you and your team are doing this summer?
Yes. So, basically, we go out to different parks and playgrounds, and we try to promote the youth into doing, like, more, like, physical activities and getting to, like, know each other so we can socialize better. And we go out and we play lots of games and we, like, we laugh and we talk together and we, like, we're, like, really getting to know each other and, like, create a stronger bond. And we're, like, we're not out doing, like, the crazy things that, like, they usually do. We're out actually doing things and bettering the community. And then we also, like, try to promote other youth. So, like, we'd have, like, younger kids or other kids come in and, like, try to, like, play with us so they're also not, like, out about doing whatever. So we try to, like, incorporate all that into something fun that kids actually want to do.
So she's out promoting positivity.
Positivity and health and wellness.
And health and wellness.
Yes.
So our goal is to go into communities and just take them over for the day. And hopefully that will reduce any chance of a shooting happening, you know, gang activity on the block. Mm-hmm. So they pick certain areas to go in, certain parks, and they just kind of ambush it and invade it for the day.
I love how you guys do that because, okay, it can say it's cool if an adult go out and we have these ideas for the youth, but sometimes they don't always connect with us,
right?
You know, and it takes another peer to sort of influence them to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I like how Michaela is going out into the community. Is it Michaela?
Because
I've been called Kayla. I'm sorry, I just like the name Michaela, but it's just Kayla.
Mm-hmm.
Kayla's going out there and she's promoting positivity, and she's out there just getting the kids active, and that's what it's all about. Because I'm old school, you know, we were out when we were younger, we didn't have the cell phones and all of this technology. So a day like today, we'll be out all day playing in the water or skating up and down the street, jump roping and doing all those things to stay active. It was really important. So that's my next question is for Kendall. I know you were saying that you were into football.
Right.
So when you get grown, will it be like a hard choice for you to choose between playing a sport? Because a lot of people are like, okay, I want to play football, so I'm going to go to college, and this is what I want to focus on, or just forget college, period, and focus on football. Or do you think it's more important at this time to get that degree and then focus on maybe playing a sport?
I think in my opinion, most important is to finish college, because, you know, I'm going to college for criminal justice to be a defense attorney. So football and, you know, being a defense attorney is two different things. You have to, it takes a lot. It takes a lot of energy to be in criminal justice. Football is just like, you know, it's a stress reliever in terms to me. Mm-hmm. It's a stress reliever because, you know, you have school and you have studies and then you have tests and then you have finals. So football is like a stress reliever. I mean, I love football, but what I'm really focusing on is school right now, because it's just going to better me for my future and just help my family get on the map.
Okay. And Michaela, how do you feel about, you know, this program? How has it benefited you?
Oh, so basically it benefits me. Just I'm outside and actually socializing this summer, and I'm actually getting to know new people this summer.
So is it like a relief for you just to step away from the books a little bit?
Yes, it actually is. And like, it's like we do like different things. I'm just like, oh, I can't wait to do this again tomorrow. I'm so ready to do this. Like next Thursday, we do like a dance class and everyone's like really excited to do that. And we're like always so excited to get back and do other things.
That's what it's all about. Markita, so what's your opinion on how things have been going so far this summer with the program?
Things have been going really well, really well. Always high paced, always busy. Mm-hmm. But that's what we are here for at Centers. Well, I wish we can be giving 1,000 youth a job for the right. summer.
So we're gonna speak that into existence.
Yes,
yeah,
we are.
Absolutely. I said that, Marquita, absolutely. Next summer.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. Seriously, though, but to piggyback off what Chrissy was saying, we do like to take this approach because we really think that, you know, nothing stops a bullet like a job.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the job is kind of like what gets them in the door, mm-hmm. and then we can lay all of the other things on top of them, like the icing on top of a cake once we actually get them in the door. A lot of our youth are at a disadvantage because they're coming from like single family homes. There is high poverty and low income. So a lot of the barriers and challenges that I see like on the ground directly working with youth is a lot of them want to participate or be a part of these programs, but sometimes they can't. They have to help mom out or they're babysitting or watching siblings and things of that nature because, you know, they're low income and mom's making just enough ends meet, so they can't be a part of it or participate and take some of these great advantages that Kayla and Kendall are receiving from us here at Centers. So that'll just be our focus. It'll be just to double down and double up.
Yes.
Talk to more Fonders. Show them, let them hear the podcast. Mm-hmm. Show them more videos and pictures, more interviews and documentaries to let them know how important programs and things of this nature is to the community and to the city of Chicago right now, because we really need this.
And our podcast is always open for you guys. You know, if any of your youth want to come in, because this is, once again, another skill that you can learn. You know, broadcasting is an option.
Yes.
And so some of them may be interested in talking behind the mic or production. They get paid really good for those things. So if they ever want to come in, our doors are always open, you know, here at WGN Radio.
Okay.
303 Swacker.
So you're going to take some of our interns next summer. That's what that sounds like.
We can work something out.
We sure
can.
Okay.
Krista, so how do you feel about this summer so far?
I feel great about the summer. I'm always pleased to be able to give so many kids the opportunity. You know, I know it stresses out my team. They have so many people relying on them. And it's more than just connecting youth with a job. We really become a support system for our youth.
Mm-hmm.
And even, you know, when the 6 weeks of employment is over, they still come back to us. They still need us. Most people don't think they need social services until they get connected to them, mm-hmm. and they realize how important they are. We offer counseling. We offer, you know, connections to healthcare referrals. In some of our older youth, the 18 to 24 year olds, you know, they had toothaches that they've had for years, right? I don't know if anybody ever had a toothache before.
Yes.
It's hard to manage through, mm-hmm. and then you wonder why they don't go to work or why, you know, they're not productive or they have an attitude.
Right.
So these are things that we help them address. So what I found, what is unique to me about Centers is the staff. You know, they really just tackle, and we treat every individual like they're the most important person to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we really surround them with all the services and supports they need. And our job is not 9 to 5, you know.
Right.
I have people working 24 hours a day to connect with youth. In some of our programs, you know, we've had kids that, you know, call a case manager at 12 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock in the morning. You know, they have a decision that they want to run past someone, mm-hmm. somebody that they trust. And we've had conversations, hey, go home, right? Let me come pick you up. Don't do that. Don't make that decision today. A couple weeks ago, we had one of our youth, he got kicked out of the place he lives. The only place he knew to come was Centers. So at 4 o'clock in the morning, he showed up at one of our sites with all of his stuff. And he's been working with us for a couple months. So, you know, that really said a lot to me about mm-hmm. how important the services we offer are to individuals, how much people need us. And it's not just the youth. We work with their parents as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if they have a parent or a brother or cousin, somebody that needs us, then we're there for them as well. So we don't really have, although most of our funding is just attached to one person, we open our doors to anyone. So if there's someone who needs a job or needs support in any way that we can help them out, we do it. so each year we serve about 5,000 to 6,000 individuals with some sort of programming. And so for me, the summer is going great because we got people like Kendall and Kayla here representing us, and you know they are representing 498 more young people right now. So it's exciting. One of the things that I always like to share is in workforce development, we need more transitional jobs. We need more paid opportunities. Unfortunately, like Marquita said, a lot of people have to make decisions. You know, do I want to go to school? Do I want to learn this trade? Or do I have to go make some money to help my mom pay the bills? Mm-hmm. So we've just found so much success when we are able to give. I mean, I think Marquita has programs. The stipends are as small as $100 a month, but that still is something. Mm-hmm. You know, that helps with lunch money or something that a kid might need. So anytime we can get in front of someone and say, hey, put some money into stipends or wages, we love to do that because the young people need it.
Yes, they do.
Okay, so how can, you know, people get it involved? Where can they find you? Let's give all your contact information.
So at Centers for New Horizons, we accept time, talent, or treasure.
Okay.
Whatever you
I
have
like that.
To
time,
offer
talent,
us,
or treasure.
Right?
I love that.
So I'm going to get in the pulpit. So it's www.cnh.org is our website. You can connect through us through volunteering your time. We're mm-hmm. always looking for mentors, okay. especially Black male role models. As Marquita mentioned, a lot of our youth come from single female-led households,
right.
which are great, and they can produce great young people, mm-hmm. but they are missing a lot of male role models. So we're always looking for Black male role models if possible. Mm-hmm. Opportunities for work. So Marsha just mentioned us coming here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're always looking to expose our youth to other opportunities. We have some great employer partners, but the more the merrier. You know, we want them to dream big, dream broad. So we always want to look for new opportunities for them to do employment at in the future. And then obviously treasure is always needed. We'll put it to very good use by putting more transitional jobs mm-hmm. out there for youth, bringing on more staff, whatever is necessary, hosting events. So those things are great. And then talent, just if you have something that you can give a youth, if you have something to share, we do a lot of workforce development. So we help with resumes, interviewing for college, interviewing for a job. So a lot of people like to come in and help us with those projects as well.
All right. Well, this is Chicago Media for the People. This is what we're here for, the community, arts, entertainment, anything locally here in Chicago, we're down for. So whenever you guys want to come through, sit in with us. If you just want to sit here and just watch us, just let us know. We're here for you.
Let us know.
All right. So Krista, Kendall, Marquita, and Kayla.
Yeah.
Thank you so much
for joining us, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.